Eric Stoner, a New York-based freelance journalist, said he had never been to a war-torn area, and he was utterly shocked by what he saw.
The truth is that there's more violence and death right now, today, in Afghanistan than at any point since we invaded in 2001. More soldiers, both U.S. and NATO, more Afghan soldiers and police, more humanitarian workers, and more civilians were all killed last year than any year to date. One tally that just came out put the total war dead at over 10,000 just for 2010.
Kathy Kelly is a famous peace activist who stood under the American bombing of Baghdad in solidarity with the people of Iraq. She was critical of President Obama's words.
According to Obama's own intelligence agencies, there is no success in terms of a military campaign against the Taliban. And yet President Obama went to reassure a vastly sleeping public that success is happening. And never at any point was there any mention in the Obama December review of a country where 850 children die every single day. And the United States is spending $1 million per soldier per year.
For Mike Ferner, president of Veterans for Peace and a former council member of Toledo, Ohio, witnessing the misery his country inflicts on the people of Afghanistan is a personal challenge to his conscience.
When you begin to look at the U.S. foreign policy over the years, it really helps make sense of it when you look at the fact that the United States is an empire. And what do empires do? Well, they maintain the empire and they expand the empire. And that's why we're in Iraq and Afghanistan and in hundreds of places around the world, so that we can maintain an empire that the sun never sets on, and we know how long that one lasted. So it comes down to what can we do about this.
But beside our concern for the inhumanity of war, according to Kathy Kelly, is our constant need to understand the reasons for war. She pointed at a map of the region showing a proposed oil pipeline going from Turkmenistan to India across Afghanistan and Pakistan.
This was the centerpiece of the NATO gathering in Lisbon when the NATO leaders were cheering, saying the Asia Development Bank has approved the TAPI pipeline. It's going to start in 2014. And when are the generals telling us now that the troops will possibly begin to go? Oh, 2014. But when we ask ourselves, why is the United States persisting in Afghanistan? I don't think it's truthful to say that the United States cares about the mothers who carry their bundles to the cemetery, 850 mothers every day.
For the WBI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.